Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, hi, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be, a show that I get to do with my co-host, KJ. How are you, guy?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Coming up on the show today, we've got so much to talk about. Hey, election was yesterday, and got some things that we want to talk about on that, as well as delve into a principle that kind of hit close to home for me. So we've got a guest, me, that I will be discussing the principle, you've cried, now what? But before all of that goodness, I do want to take the opportunity to say I've been MIA for a couple of weeks. I do apologize. I feel like I was on the assignment of a lifetime, but I'm back in the saddle now and ready to kind of get you where you need to be. Now, let's delve into this principle. You've cried, now what? Like I said, this principle kind of hit home for me, and I've done some crying, guys. I've cried, and I said, okay, now what? So I wrote down just three pointers that I really do believe that will help you wherever you may find yourself, okay, especially if you've done like me, right? One thing that I want you to remember is trust God. Yep, that's what I said, trust God, because no matter how your faith has been tested, you're still at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, throughout the day, do not allow your faith in him, your belief in him to waver. Seriously, you want to stay focused and trust him. Second, redirect your focus. Now, prior to the event that came into your life that caused you to kind of step back and cry a few tears, you want to get back to what it was that you were doing prior to. I was tested in this area, and I found that the things that I was doing prior to the event, I was able to get back to that. And I'm back doing what I'm doing now, and I'm grateful for that. And then the third thing that you really want to do in taking steps to move past, you've cried, now what? You want to recommit and just do it. But the recommitting is commit to God's purpose, all right? The Bible tells us that we have plans, many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is God's purpose that will be established. You want to go back to the beginning and just get into his purpose and do it. Do it with such fervor that it causes you, not angst, but it causes you to get up and get busy so that you're not wasting time. And when you look back over your life, there are no regrets. So again, three steps to consider after you've had your I don't want to say spill of crying, but after you've had your bout of crying, you want to, one, trust God, two, redirect your focus, and then three, commit to God's purpose for your life. And I do hope that that will encourage who is listening, and try it. Please try it. So what do you think, KJ?
I think when you go through times of grief, to really just embrace it, you know.
Yeah.
I know in my personal life, it's hard for me to like grieve. Just like I feel like for me, I distance myself from what happened. I've had three family members who have passed away past like 4 years. But I've never felt, I just never felt connected. I don't know why. It's like I've never felt connected, like, to grieve for their loss. Like, I miss them, but it's like I see it and I'm just like, I don't know how to respond when it comes down to that, you know?
Oh, wow.
That's me personally. It's like, I don't know how to respond right now, you know? I see people crying, I see people hugging, I'm just like, the best thing I know to do is to be there for the people who are hurting. Not to say that I don't feel that type of way. It's just like, I'm growing up, I've never been able to fully grieve for the people who I've lost, you know, if that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes sense because what I've learned, you know, there are five, you know, I can't remember the behavioral psychologist that said there are five stages to grieving. But everyone grieves so differently.
Yeah.
So there's not, you know, there's not a right or wrong way to do it. But I will say that when you are being tested in that area and you're going to have to get back into your rhythm of doing things, I told my daughter, you have to stay on the page as long as you want to, you know, and I'm learning now that if I live in the spirit of the person, for me, it was my son, right? My son passed away and I'm living in his spirit, if that makes any sense. So I feel empowered to get up in the morning and with search fervor, do exactly what I'm supposed to do. I do not want to waste time ever again. No more regrets.
You use it as fuel for your fire.
You better believe it, man. Yeah. Absolutely.
You carry on with you the baton.
That's
it. The action. You know, I understand that. You know, it's yeah. People grieve in different ways. You know.
Yeah.
And I always beat myself up like, okay, how come I'm not doing it the way that other people are doing it?
Right.
Know? Of course, I feel like, okay, this is a horrible circumstance. I'm like,
for
I
just sure.
don't know how to emote. I don't emote. I'm like, I register. It's like, okay, it happened.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I know that I need to move forward, but I also know that, like, how do I even function right now?
Okay.
Because everybody's like crying and I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do. Yeah. That's my mindset whenever situations like that happen, you know?
Wow, that is so interesting.
I just have to comfort the other people who I know who are just emoting.
Okay.
During that time, because I know that's my position, you know.
Absolutely.
That
is so wonderful. Seriously, that is, because as you were talking, I'm thinking perhaps his position or disposition is just one of comfort. Maybe you are that person that really kind of comfort, not bear the burden, because that's not what we do, but maybe you're that's your disposition in life to comfort. Not saying that you don't need to be comforted, but right now, that person or those persons that are absolutely.
Yeah.
Good to know, KJ.
Because I always seem like, am I weird for not doing this?
No.
I would always beat myself up for it, but like, I can't do that. You gotta keep moving, gotta keep pressing on.
Absolutely.
I have a question though.
Absolutely.
When you grieve, does it always have to be a person?
You know what?
Could you grieve because of like a particular circumstance that's happened?
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, because and I hope my wonderful friend who's my ex-husband now, but does not mind me sharing this. I grieved during our divorce because I was 19 years old when I married, right? 19 years old. Can you imagine? Yeah. How about that? So I told the story. I met this gentleman when I was 12 years old. He was going, I grew up in the projects. This guy was riding through the projects in this T-top Monte Carlo with a big old cell phone attached to the deck of his car. And I remember telling the guy that it was standing by me, one day I'm going to marry him. I didn't know that that was his brother. Long story short, we married and we were young. We were both so young. But I found myself in a period of grief. I literally had lost the fervor of getting out of bed. I didn't want to do anything. But looking back, wow, that was a period of grief. You know, it registered, you know, years and years later. Mm-hmm. But again, when I started that story, he and I are super good friends now because, of course, we share a baby and a young man now. And his wife, oh, my God, Doris, if you're listening, please know that I love you to the moon and the stars. I do. We talk to one another at least once every 2 weeks. We have prayer together, and I just think that they are the absolute best. And I told him so. If you mistreat this woman, I'm going to get a wet noodle and beat you with it. So, but to answer your question, absolutely. You do not, you know, I find myself not just grieving for a person or persons, situations and circumstances can cause you grief. And those principles can be applied even to that. You still got to trust God. You still got to focus. And you still got to kind of redirect and just do it. So, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to poke the bear a little bit and try to get around it. So just be prepared. Do you think that grief was more of identity or a loss of identity? Or was it because you lost someone you've known for a long period of time?
Wow. Let me make certain I understand that question. The grief in the circumstance or the grief in the person?
Grief in the circumstance.
In the circumstance. I think it was a combination of both. The losing of my identity, and then it was fear. Because I didn't, you know, at 19 years old, I had a form of godliness, but it was all religious, you know, kind of religious tradition, not necessarily kingdom kind of, you know, this is what you do to go out and share your gifts with the world. So, or serve others with your gifts, excuse me. But yeah, it was fear and the loss of identity. Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Good question. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think, because like what you were saying, like it was hard for me to get out of bed, you know,
yeah.
It was hard for me like to yeah. move and work. I thought that was very interesting how grief has that effect on people. And one thing that I know that I've read that based on people who sleep a lot, and that they're sad, or like they stay in bed a lot, they're sad. And I've had those experiences when I've just been in bed. I slept 20 hours in a given day.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you?
And like you know my work at, you know my work at
I know, right?
Like,
right?
I'm always up. I can stay up like 3 hours asleep. But yeah, you know, and it's crazy how like you can grieve your identity.
Yes.
You know, and it can affect everything.
Everything you do, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow.
Show me your room, you know, you show me your mind, you know. If your room is called cluttered, that's where you cannot use it, and then you're more at ease. You're peaceful. Anything? Yes, you know. So I thought that was very interesting. Interesting.
Wow.
To share.
Absolutely, man. That's one thing that you can always rely on, and I mean this honestly, is honesty, openness, and sincerity, and transparency. I don't always hit the mark, but God knows my intents are always there, okay? Mm-hmm. So by all means, I believe that over the course of doing this show, many of the principles have either been lived or I'm about to live them. So I'm okay with that. I believe that this show is truly an assignment from God. Seriously. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it is.
Yes. Moving on to you're teasing that for people who are listening to the show.
Yes.
We want to encourage you guys to be interactive.
Oh, yes.
If you guys want to call in and I'm sorry, call in, ask us questions, talk about your life, and also be a guest on the show. Call the number 323-203-0815.
Absolutely. We'd love, love, love to hear from you and walk this journey with you. And that's what we do. I believe that you're better, you're stronger in numbers than trying to do this thing called life by yourself. So by all means, take advantage of it. We'd love to have you on the show. I'd love to have you call in too.
Yeah. All right. Now on trending topics. Here's the kicker that we all have been waiting for, the election.
Yes.
The election was yesterday. The last day to cast your vote. Shout out to all the first time voters. So it's a tight race. Biden just got Michigan right now, which puts him ahead. All he needs to do is secure Nevada and Arizona to win. On Trump's case, he would have to flip either Nevada or Arizona and get the other states that he's in the lead in to win the election. It's a back and forth. Like, it's a numbers game. It's like, all right, if he has this many votes, he has this many votes, then yeah. And it's an interesting process because we are in COVID. We have a lot of early voters and mail-in ballots. Those need to be counted. This is why it's taken so long. Yeah. It seems like it's all happening really fast, you know?
I felt that too. I did. Yeah. I was out yesterday, not to cut you off. I'm in Atlanta now, and I was just going by some of the polling stations and what have you. People were lined up. They were physically distancing. I saw a lot of masks. Of course, you couldn't go into any center without a mask, but some people were standing an hour in line for hours. I think one guy said about 6 hours he had been in line. Wow. And then there was a water main break in Cobb County. Was it Cobb County or Fulton County, which is a metro area in Atlanta, and it was bananas. They were delayed by 4 hours. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah. Oof.
I wonder if that had any effect on people who were voting or whatsoever. They getting there. I don't know. I'm just trying to create a conspiracy.
I know, right? Please don't.
Observing. I'm observing. But it's a lot, you know. I voted early.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out the way. No one was there. Just like, oh, okay. Just
okay. So you did in person voting?
I did in person.
Okay. I did mail in, but okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, it was interesting because this is my first presidential election. I voted in the primaries, but
wonderful.
Yeah. I just walked in and said, okay, here's hand sanitizer for your hands. Here's some.
I love it.
Followed the line, and I was like the only one there. I was like, cool.
Oh wow. Thank you so much for doing your civic duty, good man. You know, when I hear people say that, yeah, my vote doesn't count, it bothers me like nobody's business. It does count. Every vote counts. It does.
I see why they can get that notion, though. I understand why they get that notion. They think, oh, it's just one person, that wouldn't affect anything. But you never know. You never
absolutely
know. I don't think we've had that case before. It's like one state, it's based on one vote. I don't know, probably something you have to Google or
yeah probably up.
But that's a very interesting it's very interesting to understand, like, oh, that was their mindset, or they said, like, oh, they didn't understand the Electoral College. I'm like, you don't need to understand, but everything it counts, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
One other thing is the rising tension between not knowing who's going to be our president. Right. I believe we're hopefully by the end of the day, depending on who has the majority, where people think it's going to be going. But tension regarding shops are boarding up across the nation because there may be protests and unrest. I saw something on Instagram, multiple people were reposting it saying that, like, if Biden wins, then there's going to be like mass murders of community. I was like, oh wow, that is very interesting.
Unbelievable.
I just think during this time, like, just because it feels like a temper tantrum.
It does, doesn't it? It does.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, because we didn't get who we wanted, we're gonna
have. Bingo. Right.
I just want people to be safe. There should be shops, mom and pop shops. They're going through enough already with COVID.
Absolutely.
Let's have some peace during this time. Proper transition of power. We've had that with Obama.
But, we've had it. Absolutely.
We're not trying to start something right now.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I went to the dentist and like they were like, oh yeah, this whole building's gonna be boarded up tomorrow. I said, are you serious?
Unbelievable.
Like, you're not coming to work at all. I was like, wow.
Wow.
Because
that is incredible.
Because you have to really think about the whole what was it? George Floyd, the protest.
Okay. And the looting. Yeah.
Time. I guess okay. like, they're just preparing, like, okay, if it happens,
I got you. This
will hinder the damage, you know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
Also, speaking of corona, with small businesses, distant learning affecting poor communities. This is a topic that's not really been pushed right. a lot regarding people, children in underprivileged communities failing mm-hmm. their classes because they don't have the proper resources, whether it be Wi-Fi, a laptop, for that means. I stumbled upon this article and I like times. I'm like, okay, this is something that like really bothered me mm-hmm. in a sense because I'm like, why? I don't know. I just think there should be some sort of system for those people who are in poor communities to have.
I agree.
Have a location for Wi-Fi that is like socially right. distanced. I don't know.
Right.
But this is happening in the LA Unified School District for people who want to know. But like some sort of program for them just to
mm-hmm.
have school, have the proper resources they need, because like absolutely. I know that not every family is fortunate.
Right.
I understand that. And moms mm-hmm. and dads are having their stresses as it is learning. Right. I know one of my friends in my class was speaking about how this one mom had to put up, like, has to make a no playtime zone when she's teaching other kids. So she's prioritizing
wow.
her classmates versus her own kid because, like,
are you serious?
It's like, it's like she doesn't know what to do right now. I'm not 100% sure how to correct this or how
for sure. Idea.
Because I understand the whole COVID situation as well. I know you
absolutely.
You look like you want to say something.
I do, and I'm listening to you intuitively. I am. But as you were talking, I was thinking about right before we left LA, there was a couple in Orange County who had three children. The husband lost his job, mom lost her job, and they're having to live out of their van. And mm-hmm. the cameras were there, news cameras were there, and asked, how are you going to do this? And she said, well, we're just going to do it. So they didn't have Wi-Fi, didn't have a computer, and it was just one of those things that just kind of made you cry, you know? And what do you do when there's a need? And yeah. you how do you meet that need is the question. And I just, I've been in situations like that, but never having to live out of the car with small children. So my heart bleeds for that. My prayers were directed toward heaven. I'm thinking, we got to do something, guys. We got to be our brother's keepers, you know? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, two points I want to make about that is that you can okay. tell like how fast our technology is evolving, especially after COVID. Okay. Our biotechnology is going to be incredible.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But also, I want to also mention that Dream Center LA also does provide those resources for kids as well. Oh. I just got a text.
Thank you.
Listeners, that they do host, they do have those resources. So if anybody who knows somebody who is in those poor communities who want to reach out, that is Dream Center Los Angeles. You can Google that, and I assume they will have all of the information regarding that
Very good.
So yeah, and that is it.
Thank you for that. Absolutely.
In the world and trending in Los Angeles.
And don't forget, Talk to Tanji. It's back on the air, guys, on Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we do all things you, whether it's a business, whether it's a book, whatever it is that you've been dreaming about that's been keeping you up at night, you might want to turn in to Talk to Tanji. I'm here to serve as that guide. I may not know everything, but if I don't know it, I promise you I'll get an answer to it. So that's Talk to Tanji, Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And there's a promotion going on with my new publishing company, Cad Kenna Publishing. We're still looking for an editor. So KJ and I and our team got together and said, you know what, we're going to extend the search. So by all means, we're still looking for that really good person that can edit and want to be a part of something good and wholesome and new. It's Cad Kenna Publishing. It's Dr. Tanji at CadKennaPublishing.com. I am looking forward to reading your resumes, your curriculum vitae, and bringing you on board. I'm ready for that. I am.
Also, if you want more information, is on our Facebook and Instagram as well.
Absolutely. And I do not want to forget, you guys are doing such a great job, KJ. You got to know this. I am going to be a guest. There have been past shows that have been uploaded to our YouTube channel, Dr. Tanji Show YouTube channel. And if I'm not mistaken, the first show that I ever did is going to be released. When is that show released, dear? I'm so sorry.
This is this Friday at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Everything will be uploaded.
And, yeah. Absolutely.
It's going to be incredible because you're gonna see where Dr. Tanji was then. And this is a perfect segue into her interview right now, because we want to know, how are you, Dr. Tanji? How did you get here today? How did you get here?
You know, I when I got the outline and saw that I was it, I'm thinking, oh boy, he better be kind to me.
I'm coming for you. I already know.
So how am I? I'm doing better than I was yesterday and better than I was last week. Ooh. Seriously, I am. Yeah. I'm always telling people, you got to pray. You got to believe your prayers. This time I had to tell Tanji, you got to pray. You got to believe your prayers. Because I'm not going to lie to you, KJ. This was, losing my special son was so hard because he's been with us for 14 and a half years, right? And although I couldn't get him to call me mom, I knew that I was a second mom. Seeing him go from a vibrant young man who was a sneakerhead, this man has hundreds of Air Jordans and whatever else shoes. I think it's the Jordans that he was collecting, because I bought a couple of them, a couple of pairs. But to get the news that, and to be on the phone and realize that, you know, he's not here. If I'm open, honest, and sincere with you, I thought God had made a mistake. Isn't that awful? Dr. Tanji, thinking something like that, I literally said, are you sure? You know, but then I got back in faith real quick and realized that he really will not allow more than you can bear, you know? This young man had seen me in my glory days, you know, where things were going really good and business was prospering. And he saw me when I lost everything. And he never made reference to, oh my God, what are you doing here? He just said, Miss Tanji, we're going to get through this. And he was right. I'll never forget one hospitalization. And I was mulling over, okay, we got to go find a hotel room now because I don't have a place to stay. And him saying, you shall reap if you faint not. And he goes back to sleep. It's like he woke up, said that, and went back to sleep. So that's been what I've been holding on to in anything. It's, I shall reap if I faint not. Mm-hmm. And if this is something that we're going to have to live through, then I want to make certain that the next mother or the next wife that has to go through something like this know that God is still there. He's still God. You know, you said, where have I been? I had to do his eulogy. How about that? And I wanted to make him proud. It was something that I had never done before. I mean, I've done a eulogy before, but never my own son. And I remember standing before, you know, it was graveside, and standing before people and telling them that if you don't know him, and I'm not talking religion, I'm so past that right now. If you don't know, if you don't have a relationship, your days and nights can get real lonely. And having a relationship with him, I was able to get back to, okay, Daddy, I know you got me, you know? So I'm good. Today's a good day. It really is a good day, because little did I know, going through that, KJ, I would have to go back to my hometown of Columbus and strengthen someone else, another mother who lost her son in her home, just like that. And we're gonna live through this. We really are. Absolutely.
One thing that I really like, I have a couple of questions, but one thing I really like is how you spun it into a positive. Life is so fragile, and it's just a reminder of like how precious it is. One person can change the world.
You better believe it.
One person can do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, you just look at the name Jesus. That name carries itself.
Come on, man.
One thing that you said that it's very interesting. You blamed God, but you bounced back to your faith.
Yeah.
Now
I had a human moment.
You had a human moment. Now I want to bring that up, because like you had the option to stay in that place.
Yeah.
Can you describe to us like what that place was, you know? Because I know for me, I would want to stay in that place. How do I say this? When you're the person, like, I've held it together for so long, I deserve to feel. You know, that's the mindset when you're in that place a little bit. I want to talk about your experience real quick.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And thank you for allowing me to be honest here and transparent. For that moment of time, and it was a very short period of time, I kid you not, I was here in Atlanta, got the news back in LA, on the phone, waiting on paramedics to get to respond. And I'm thinking, during that time, it's a rush of adrenaline. So I'm just not thinking that. But hearing the paramedics say that, I'm sorry for your loss. And you're like, wait, hold up. No, we've been here before. I had to remember in 2017 when my baby had four cardiac arrests. And being a physician, you normally, after the second arrest, you kind of looking at the time, they say, okay, this is the time that we're going to call. But being at that particular hospital and seeing those doctors and seeing the technicians and the nurses do what they did and bring my baby back, our baby back, we grieved then.
Mm.
We grieved then, because four times, that's just, is not the norm. It's not. And I felt like, you know, Hezekiah, when he asked God for more time, God gave us 35 months. He gave us 35 months. And my Taisha and Harvey lived every freaking day of those 35 months, she took him for, you know, we went to Vegas and she had, you know, picnics on the beach and they went for walks and they planned. And so it's difficult, but in that moment where I thought God had kind of missed it, I wasn't angry. I was, I guess, out of disbelief. And then I had to literally remind myself that just because you are a citizen of the kingdom now and in the world to come, it doesn't mean that you won't have some days where you're crying. It doesn't mean that everything is hunky-dory and you won't have hardships. What it means is that even through that, he got you. If God could send Jesus, his only son, his only son, and if you're a believer, you know, the Christian faith, and you believe that he really died for your sins, for 33 years, that's all he had on this earth. But he changed the world, and people are still talking about him even today. Mm-hmm. Stokes had 33 years mm-hmm. on this earth, and people still now are talking about how he affected them, how he changed their lives. So was I sad? Absolutely. Was I disappointed? Yeah, gotta be honest. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But did it make me not trust God any longer? Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
You know, when I got the news, I heard a gasp. Me and my mom were watching the show. My sisters were doing their hair. My dad was working. We're watching the show, and all I heard was a gasp when I found out the news. You know, and mm-hmm. I said this in the beginning, I don't know how to emote during that time. If I emote, maybe a single tear, but yeah. I don't know how to, yeah, you know, get it all out. But in that moment, I was just like, yeah, she's going to be okay. You know?
You knew that? Really?
I knew you're going to be okay, period. You know?
Wow.
Because like, you're that type of person. I don't have to worry about her falling back. You've come too far. You've already been back there. You know? You know, that's why it's good to have those people.
Yes.
And who've been to hell and back.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. The support and the outpouring of love, KJ. I went back through my text messages of all the text messages that I've sent since I've been able to text, all right? And every one of the messages that I've sent people that were, you know, dealing with loss or what have you, that gave me strength because I realized I wasn't selfish in that moment in making certain that they were good. Yeah. You know, you'll hear people say, hey, I'm praying for you. But I'm the type of gal that'll say, don't just say you're praying for me. You know, just you can pull me by the hand and we'll pray, or you can send a prayer. It's good to say, hey, I got you. I'm praying for you. But it's even better when you take that time to do it, you know?
Yeah. So it's more effective because it's like, did you already pray? Or
are I know,
you
right?
Going to pray? And since you're going to pray, you might as well just pray while I'm on the phone with you right now.
Absolutely.
I don't play no games.
Absolutely. But I can say this, your mom and dad and Aunt Kia and Uncle Ron, every time, and Kathy Stewart and Angel Crockett and you, every time we had a hospitalization, you guys were right there. I kid you not. Whether it was your mom and dad bringing us coffee and holding my hand and telling us, you know, you're going to get through this, or Kia sending a prayer. It's just, it's so refreshing to know that in this life, you cannot do it by yourself. You've got to have some folk that know him. You know, absolutely. So, it's thank you so much for showing yourself friendly and being a friend. And I really do mean that. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, that's what my name means, true friend.
I know, Khalil, I know. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to be there for each other. And like one other thing, for anybody who's listening to the show right now, we talked about deal with it. All right, I apply this to every situation. Period. The process of grief whenever something happens, I'm like, okay, it happens. All right, how can I turn this into a positive?
Yeah.
You know, you got the, yes, your emotions are valid 100%.
Yes.
Don't make a huge decision off of a emotion. All right. That's just instinct then. You're not really analyzing the situation.
Right.
Instinct plays into different decisions. I understand. But in different cases, you're like, for most cases, not entirely. Really think about what's going on. Also, have a group around you. If you don't have a group, you have one person. That's God. You know,
absolutely,
he is that comforter. All right, you're wailing on your knees. He always be there. It's like a chilling experience. You can know there's a hug, but there's no physical hug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know that feeling?
Yeah.
But and also know it's going to be okay. You know?
Amen.
Do you want to be known as that person when stuff happens to them? They go for the worst or turn into the better?
Absolutely. Right?
You only got one life. People say you only live once. No.
Absolutely.
You die once, actually. You know.
Absolutely.
You can move forward and move on.
Absolutely. And I would definitely tell those who are listening to stay on the page as long as you need to stay there. Whether it's crying, whether it's yelling, whatever it is that you gotta do, and I mean this from my heart, you stay on that page as long as you have to. But at some point, you decide, now what? What am I going to do now? And I pray that now what will cause you to live a life, not a life where you're just kind of throwing caution to the wind, but a life that you leave a legacy, you leave your mark here in this earth. I don't want to just get through. I want to live through it. I want to live through it. And that's what I want for you. Death is hard. It is. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's a piece of cake. No, it's not. Because there are times when I still find myself picking up the phone, you know, wanting to say hello and looking at his obituary. But I know him and I know that he would say, come on, Miss Tanji, you got this. So that's my strength. I got this. And so do you. Just my take.
Yeah, let's do life together. And as we close, let's recap on what the principle was.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Those three things that I really want you to consider is one, please trust God. After the crying, after the wailing, you still get back in that disposition of trusting him. Two, redirect your focus. Be careful with this one. And I didn't mention it before, but be careful with rehearsing the sorrow over and over and over, because you'll find yourself not wanting to move past that. Think of those times that if it was a person that you loved hanging out with and they were, you know, the life of the party, think of those times and truly be grateful that you got an opportunity to spend time with someone that's waiting an eternity for you. And then three, just do it. Whatever that it is that you were doing maybe prior to, or whatever God's purpose is for your life, get into his purpose. We make plans every day. I'm the queen of plan making, but it's his purpose that's going to be established. So remember that. You're going to be fine. Matter of fact, you're going to get to the other side and look back and say, wow, I must have been carried. Surely I didn't walk this far by myself. And you can't do it by yourself. Surround yourself with people that love you. And you love them. Right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Good love around. Now, good love around.
Don't forget, I've got the YouTube channel. And I need you to go to YouTube at Dr. Tanji Show. It's the first show that I did. And you'll see the growth that I've been able to accomplish. I cannot do this by myself. I dare not say that I'm doing it by myself. I know better. God truly is in the midst of it. I've got people like a Niles and a KJ and LA Talk Radio and Raina and so many others that hold my ladder, Emily, that make my life real easy. And yep, we're going to do life together. That's what we're going to do. And then Mondays at 5 p.m., you got Talk to Tanji. I'll be back on In the Saddle trying to give you a little nuggets of inspiration, motivation, moving you from where you are to where you want to be. Did I leave out anything, KJ?
Oh,
wow. You know, it truly is an honor to be here. Thank you so very much, KJ, for all that you do, not only for me, but for everybody. Guys, if you don't know this man, I'm telling you, get to know him. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. I know I should be telling you to, hey, consider following TT Tanji, but follow him on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget us at Dr. Tanji Show, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And until next time, thank you so very much. I love you. I love you to the moon and the stars. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott. Only